Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse with Farm Bureau. The Russell County Conservation District was awarded a small ag development grant that may have some big impact for their community. Project coordinator Jennifer Hardwick says they were granted just over $4,000 in matching funds for turtle tubes used in grain elevator rescue.
The turtle tubes are for the entrapment of someone that's in the grain bin until someone can get to them and try to get them pulled out. Mainly, these are going to be for our rescue departments here in the county. We hope to issue one for every fire department and one for our local rescue squad. The cylinder goes over the victim that has fell into the grain bin, and it keeps the grain from moving up on their chest and causing suffocation.
She says community support has been strong, and their rescue squads are all set for some upcoming training.
We are purchasing five. We did get a grant through the Governor's Office of Ag Policy. Through that office, we listed as a special project. So it's a 50-50 grant match. So we asked for $8,500, which means $4,250 will be funded from the GOAP office, and we've had local sponsors to fund the other $4,250.
They also scheduled appropriate safety training for rescue personnel for this Saturday morning, and that's turned into a full-blown safety field day for the entire community. More in a minute. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, it's excellent. Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
As mentioned, this Saturday turned into a major event for the Russell Springs community, starting with early registration for the safety personnel.
They will have to attend the training. They will get credit hours to apply for their training that they have to have every year. And once they are there and they have completed this, that department will be awarded a turtle tube to take back for their facility to have on hand in case it needs to be used.
They've also ordered some safety harness equipment for farmers to use in grain elevator work.
We've got 30 kits coming for the first 30 grain farmers in the county that show up and do this training. They're going to be awarded a harness kit in hopes that they take it back and put it to use.
Hardwick says this Saturday's three-hour training grew into a full farm safety field day complete with a rescue helicopter. Complete details available through the County Conservation District office. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.